I have the privilege of introducing to you Dr. James Hudson Taylor IV. Many of you are familiar with him and know him, and he is going to be sharing tonight with us. He really doesn't need any introduction, but it was as has been alluded to, I think that we really need to respect and honor what God has done through the Taylor family, now through five and six generations of serving China. And is a real example to all of us in the way that God works and moves in families. For my non-Chinese brothers and sisters, he is going to be preaching in Chinese. So he is truly an egg. But it will be translated into English for all of us who really don't speak and understand Chinese. So, Jamie, will you come?
<音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音> 很高兴，今天晚上能够在这里特别有机会跟大家一起分享神的话。I'm
glad to share with you the word of God this evening.
我想戴着这个镜头，大家会觉得有点奇怪哦。一个老美讲中文，一个老中讲英文。希望不要把大家搞得太糊涂了。 其实这是我第一次有机会来到这个 Kansas， 来到肯萨斯。This
is my first time here in Kansas City.
你大概还是把它拿下来好了。It's
my first time here in Kansas City.
其实我们一家现在是住在台北。
Actually, my family lived in Taipei.
我想你们大家听我的口音也听得出来，我是台湾出生长大的。
Actually, you probably pick up my accent. I have a Taiwanese accent.
我其实跟 Ed 是高中同学。
Actually, Ed was my high school classmate.
后来这个高中毕业以后呢，才回到美国念大学。
After I graduated from high school, I came back to United States for college education.
1990年的时候呢，我们就搬回到亚洲。And
in 1990, we moved back to Asia.
有几年先在台湾，后来有10年多的时间住在香港。Couple
years in Taiwan, then we spent about 10 years in Hong Kong.
那大概5年前，因为师母是台湾人，所以我们有1年的时间回到台湾，跟我的岳父岳母住在一起。5
years ago, because my wife is from Taiwan, so we moved back to Taiwan to spend a year with her family.
后来实在是太喜欢台湾，所以就留下来了。And
I fell in love with Taiwan. I decided to stay in Taiwan.
今天晚上其实希望能够透过这样的一个聚会来跟大家思想一个，我想在21世纪一个非常重要的一个题目。This
evening, I hope through this gathering, let us consider one important topic, especially in 21st century.
这个题目就是借着你我的专业来服侍主。That
is to profess our faith through our profession.
我不晓得当你想到宣教的时候，会不会马上联想到专业在宣教里头所可以扮演的角色。
When you think about mission, I don't know what kind of role you think of your profession.
其实我想我们常常想到宣教的时候，
When we think about mission,
我们总是会想大概就是要去念神学院，之后要在教会里面服侍。
We think about theological education and then serving and ministering in the church.
过几年的时间就被拆会接纳，然后拆派到宣教工厂去服侍主，传福音，建立教会。
A couple years, then you'll be accepted by an organization and sent to the field.
那当然，我想这样的一个模式在21世纪呢，的的确确，我们还是看到不少地方可以借着这样的一个模式，来扩展神的国，来传扬主耶稣基督的福音。
We still see this pattern work in many places to advance gospel today.
但是其实当我们看二十一世纪宣教的时候
when we look at the mission work in 21st century,
其实我们会发现其实今天在世界有越来越多的地方不容许这样的人进入到那样的地区里面。
You'll find many countries will not allow such a person to enter their place.
譬如若是我们单单看亚洲。
Let's just first look at Asia.
其实若是我们单单看亚洲的话，我们会发现在亚洲有将近17亿的人是住在那样的宣教师没有办法去的地方。
We simply look at Asia, there are about 17 billion people living in the country.
1.7 billion.
1.7 billion people.
现在就要、
Sorry.
要考他的数字哈、啊，这个中英文的数字真的是很容易会搞乱，对不对
？1.7 billion people live in such country.
17亿的人口呢，是住在那样宣教师没有办法公开去传福音的地方。
1.7 billion people live in a country that they do not allow an open missionary there.
那这17亿呢，其实代表着大概整个亚洲80%的人口。
And actually, this 1.7 billion people is about 80% of population in Asia.
那当然，有一些人就会说，那些地方是关闭的，因为宣教师没有办法去。
Some will say those fields are still closed because missionary cannot go there yet.
但是其实我想，若是我们仔细看的话，我们会发现，其实那些地方不完全可以说是关闭的。
But you take another look, we can't really conclude these are closed fields.
那些地方是的，传统宣教师没有办法去。
Traditional missionaries cannot go there.
但是我们却可以发现，基督徒可以到那种地方。
But we see that Christians can actually go into those countries.
基督徒可以去到那边，借着他们的生活，借着他们的工作，来为主做见证。
Christians through their life there, through their profession, can be an effective witness.
我想这个可能性哈，大概是在15-16年前的时候呢，神透过一个非常奇特的一件事情呢，就带给我很大的冲击。
I think about 15-16 years ago, through a miraculous way, God had a great impact on me.
那时候我们全家是住在香港。
At that time, we live in Hong Kong.
我们其实就在 MSI 这个机构里面服侍。
And we served in the MSI.
后来我就被派到中国的西南，去到一个非常特别的学校。
And I was sent to a special school in Southwest China.
它是一个共产党员的一个延续教育的学校。
And this is a place for continual education for the communist officials.
它的中文名字叫卫生干部学院。
This is the communist party academy for public health administration.
中文实在是短得多了。它主要就是让这个党员医疗。党员呢，能够接受到所谓的延续教育的一个学校。
This is a place for the officials from the public health ministry to receive the continuing education.
那我去这样的一个学校要做什么呢
？What can I do in such a place?
主要的目的呢，就是希望能够跟他们谈一些合作的可能性。
And my purpose is to talk about some partnership possibility.
我们希望能够派一些医疗的人员去到他们的当中。
We were hoping that we can send some medical workers to China.
To that school.
To that school.
也希望能够把一些教英文的老师呢，也派到他们的当中。
And also we can send some English teachers.
印象非常的深刻，那天早晨去到学校的时候。
And I had a great impression that morning.
校长当然很客气的邀请我到他的办公室，我们坐下来一起谈话。
The school president invited me to his office.
我正在开始介绍 MSI 这一个机构的时候
，and I started to introduce the MSI organization.
他突然请我停下来，因为他说我一个很重要的问题要问你。
All of a sudden, he stopped me. He said, "I have an important question."
我说你要问我什么问题呢
？I said, "What was that question?"
他叫我泰勒先生，他就把我的英文名字翻成中文哈。他说泰勒先生，我只要问你一个问题就好了。
And he addressed me by Mr. Taylor. He said, "Mr. Taylor, I have only one question for you."
你带到我学校的这些医疗人员、这些老师们， 是不是都是基督徒。
He asked that, Mr. Taylor, these doctors, these English teachers you brought here, are they all Christians?
他特别用都这个字啊。
And he focused on the word all.
我印象很深刻，因为坐在那边突然被问这样的一个问题，我一时还不太知道要怎么回答。
I was kind of shocked, so I don't know how to answer.
因为这是一个干部学院啊。
Because this is an academy for the officials.
这个共产党呢，就一直说这个宗教是人民的鸦片。
And the Communist Party says the religion is opium for people's spirit.
然后呢，宣教士呢都反正被他们骂臭头了，都是帝国主义的走狗。
The missionaries are just the followers of the imperialists.
我就想完了，我这么一回答啊，就下面就不用谈了。
I saw that. Well, I give the answer, then I think that's the end.
当然，这些问题也不能等太久回答，还是要回答。
He won't wait forever for my answer, so I have to say.
我就跟他说。
Then I said,
我说校长
I said, headmaster,
是的我们都是基督徒
I said, yeah, we are all Christians.
我以为我这样回答的时候呢，他就会说对不起啊，不送了，门在那边。
I thought after giving this answer, he would just show me the door.
但是没有想到那天这位校长他就这样回答我
I didn't expect that the president said,
他说好
He said, okay.
他说我希望你带到我学校的每一个医生每一个老师都是基督徒。
He said, I really hope that every doctor, every English teacher you bring here, I hope they are all Christians.
我想从那个经验的里面
And through this experience,
我觉得神就打开了我的眼睛
And God opened my eyes.
让我看到其实在这一个时代身为基督徒其实神在你我的身上有一个很重要的托付。
God has entrusted something very important in this age as a Christian.
因为代祭中牧师有很多的地方他真的是没有办法去。
Because as a Pastor Taylor, I cannot go to many places.
但是今天神却为着许多的人借着他们的专业为他们开了很多福音的门。
But for many people, because of the profession, God has opened the door for them.
我越来越觉得这是我们在21世纪我们的教会需要非常认真来面对的一个挑战。
I felt more strongly this is one of the greatest challenges that today's church has to face.
在21世纪若是我们真的要完成耶稣基督大使命的话
In this century, 21st century, if we need to complete Christ's Great Commission,
我们绝对绝对要更加的来考虑怎么样能够动员基督弟兄姐妹们基督徒透过他们的专业在近处在远方来做福音的工作
We absolutely have to motivate brothers and sisters through their profession to serve our Lord in remote places
我们的信仰不能再继续二分化下去
Our faith cannot be just separated
我们不能说教会是我们信仰的生活然后礼拜一到礼拜五是我们所谓世俗的生活
We can't just say that in church we have a spiritual life, then in the world it's just a secular part.
我们要更多的想神啊，你让我有这样的专业装备和背景训练和经验。
We have to think about that God has given us training through our profession.
我怎么样能够用我的专业来回应你在我身上的恩典？
And how can I, through my profession, respond the grace that gave me?
我怎么样能够用我的专业呢，来为主做一个美好的见证？
And how can I be your witness through my profession?
是在近处也好，是在远方也好。
Be it near or far.
其实我们说这是21世纪一个很重要的挑战。
This is a great challenge in the 21st century.
但是今天晚上呢，我却愿意从旧约里面的一个人物来跟大家一起思想，从专业来服侍神所需要具备的一些条件。
Let us this evening though look at the Old Testament, one figure in the Old Testament to see what important characters we must have.
我想我们能够从这个人的身上，我们可以及时发现。专业服侍神其实不是一个什么新的东西。
Through this person, we'll learn that to serve God through our profession is nothing new.
其实神在圣经里面，在历世历代呢，已经用了许许多多的人，就是透过他们的专业来服侍神。
God has already used a great number of people in different generations through their profession.
那这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person then?
若是你有带圣经的话, 好不好, 跟我就一起翻开到 旧约 但以理书的第一章。
If you have a Bible with you, please turn to the book of Daniel.
旧约
First chapter.
但以理书的第一章。
Book of Daniel, chapter 1.
我想我们今天晚上我们就不首先 来读这一段的经文, 我们等一下都会一一的提到这当中很多的部分。
We'll not read these verses first. We will mention a lot of them though later.
我稍微把一个背景 做一个描述, 让我们能够更加的了解丹以理这个人物所生活的这个时代是什么样的一个时代。
I'll give you some background to learn the age that Daniel lived in.
其实若是你翻到第一章的话, 前面几节的你就会知道其实这个时代呢是整个以色列国或者犹大国 被凌辱且被俘虏的一个时代。
In the first couple of verses, you find that the kingdom of Judah was taken captive.
尼布甲尼撒来到了耶利这个耶路撒冷将这个城围困了起来。
King Nebuchadnezzar brought his army, besieged the city of Jerusalem.
他们就打败了犹大国,
and they defeated the kingdom of Judah.
就把整个犹大国呢, 就俘虏到了巴比伦去了。
And they take the Jews to Babylon.
这我们知道这个是整个犹大国以色列国一个非常低潮的一个时刻。
This is the lowest point of the kingdom of Judah.
我们也知道其实会发生这样的一件事情, 是因着他们违背上帝没有顺服神的话。
And we know that this happened because they disobey God.
早早以前摩西就曾经警告过他们。
Moses had already warned them long time before.
若是有一天你们不顺服我的话, 上帝的话的话,
Moses told him, one day if you do not obey God,
我将会兴起许多在你周遭国家的人。
And I will brought those countries around you.
他们会来攻打你。
They will attack you.
且他们会把你们俘虏到他们的国家。
And they will take you out captive and take you to their land.
结果没有想到几百年前以后, 摩西当年所说的话呢, 就实现了。
And a couple hundred years later, this actually happened.
而在被俘虏的人群当中呢, 有一个大概17, 18岁的年轻人, 他的名字叫但以理。
And among these captives, we found a young man about 17, 18 years old. His name is Daniel.
我想这个故事呢, 我们就非常非常的熟悉了。
And the rest of the story, you're familiar with it.
而今天晚上呢, 我特别愿意从第一章来看, 神怎么样在异邦中使用但以理这一个人。
And this evening, we want to look at chapter 1. We want to see that God, how God used Daniel in a foreign land.
我越看这一章, 我越觉得其实但以理在这边所留给我们的榜样是何等宝贵的榜样。
The more I read it, the more I find it precious, Daniel's example.
若是今天你我能够把但以理的这些原则放在你我身上的话,
if we can apply these principles that Daniel hold,
不要讲单单是从 专业职场服侍主,
and it's more than just serving through a profession.
我想我们每一个人能够在我们的生命当中呢, 我们能够更被上帝所用。
And if everyone else can be used more by God in our life,
那我们在这一章里面, 我们看到些什么东西呢?
First, what do we see in this chapter?
我想当我看这一章的时候, 我第一所看到的呢, 就是神能够使用但以理, 是因着但以理有一个天国的
The first thing I see that God can use Daniel because he has a divine perspective.
有一个天国的视野。
This is perspective of kingdom of heaven.
我怎么在这一章里面呢, 看到但以理有一个天国的视野呢?
Why can we say that?
其实我想我们可以从一节的经文就看到这样的一件事情。
We can see it from just one verse.
若是你特别看第二节的话,
If you look at verse 2,
当然第一节就描述了这个犹大王约雅敬在位的时候, 巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒呢, 就来到耶路撒冷, 将神, 这个城围困。
The first verse told us that in the year of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to besiege Jerusalem.
然后注意第二节怎么说?
Let's pay attention to verse 2.
第二节就说, 主就把 犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几份呢，交付他的手。
It says the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some articles from the temple of God.
是主使这一件事情发生的。
It is the Lord who caused this to happen.
是主使这件事情发生的。
It is the Lord who made this happen.
我想这是一个很重要的一个描述。
This is a very important reminder.
为什么它重要呢？
Why is it important?
当然我想若是从人的角度来写历史的话，
If we look at the history through human perspective,
我就想若是今天一个巴比伦国的一个历史学家在写这篇历史的话，
If I'm a historian of the Babylonian kingdom,
他会怎么样描述这一段时间呢？
How will he describe that day?
我十分的相信他大概会说尼布甲尼撒这个国王这个将军的策略是很棒的策略。
And he probably will say that King Nebuchadnezzar, he's a great strategist.
他摆设他不同的部队，他摆设了队。
And he has used his different armies in a proper way.
甚至巴比伦的这些军队这些军人呢，他们是很会打仗的。
And these soldiers are great soldiers, these Babylonian soldiers.
因此当他们面对犹大国，他们很快就把他们打败了。
So they quickly defeated the kingdom Judah.
我想这个有可能就是一个尼布甲尼撒王宫里面一个历史学家他的一个描述。
That's probably a court historian of Nebuchadnezzar will say.
当然我想假如是一个犹大国的一个历史学家来描述的话呢。
And from a perspective of Judean historian.
那当然他就一定说这个约雅敬这个国王齁实在是不胜任他的这个王位。
And really, he would say that King Jehoiakim is not worthy of his post.
他实在是没有打仗的这个智慧和能力。
And he doesn't have wisdom to fight a war.
他甚至有可能好好的把犹大国的这些军人呢，也好好的骂一下。
And he'll probably already criticize the armies of the kingdom Judah.
那我想今天晚上我们的重点不是在这边。
That won't be our focal point.
我们的重点乃是但以理在这边所说的事情。
Our focus is what described in the book of Daniel.
因为很清楚在这边但以理说这也不是尼布甲尼撒王有什么能干。
It says here, it's not because of Nebuchadnezzar's power.
也不是因为犹大国是怎么样的弱以及无能。
Or the weakness of the kingdom of Judah.
乃是这件事情的发生是因为神是因为主使他发生的。
It says this event occurred because the Lord made it happen.
我想从这个地方呢，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
And through this, dear brothers,
我们就看到神能够使用但以理。
We can see that God can use Daniel.
第一个非常重要的原因，
The first most important reason
就是他有一个神国的视野。
It's because he has a divine perspective.
他看到这些事情是的甚至是不如意的事情但是他看这些事情他看到其实是上帝在掌管。
He look at these unfortunate things, he knows that God still is sovereign.
就是在这边他特别不是说神将这件事情发生乃是谁主将这些事情发生。
He said these things happened because the Lord caused it to happen.
是主是神他的主权使这些事情发生。
It is through the sovereignty of the Lord and God that these things happen.
因此当但以理去到尼布甲尼撒王宫里面服侍的时候。
So when Daniel entered the Nebuchadnezzar's court.
他十分的相信其实这些事情的发生是不幸但是呢仍然有神的手在当中引领。
He realized that all these unfortunate events occurred, but that is God's hand still guiding him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我觉得这样的一种神国的誓言在你我的生命里面也是极其重要的。
Brothers and sisters, I think this divine perspective is also very important in our life.
我不晓得你看你的专业是不是更多的能够从神的国来看呢？
I don't know if you can look at your profession through a divine perspective.
你我看我们的生命是否可以更多的从一个神国的视野来看我们的生命。
Can you look at your own life through a divine perspective?
大概三个月前
About 3 months ago,
我有机会去到我们中国的甘肃去兰州。
I had an opportunity to go to 兰州甘肃 province in China.
有机会在那边看望当地的一些同工。
And I visited some co-workers there.
跟他们谈完了以后，他们说：“戴牧师啊，我们想带你去看兰州的第二人民医院。”
And after a conversation with, they said, Pastor Taylor, we'll take you to the Second People's Hospital.
我说我没有生病啊，你带我去医院做什么？”
I said, I'm not sick. Why are we going there?
戴牧师啊，不要误会我们的意思。其实第二人民医院呢， 的前身就是内地会的福音医院。
They said, don't misunderstand, Pastor Taylor, that because that hospital used to be the China Inland Missions Gospel Hospital.
所以他们就把我带到第二人民医院。
Then they took me there.
很漂亮的一个大楼。
And it's a very nice building.
也很特别的一件事情。
And there's something special.
当他们在设计这个大楼的时候
，When they designed this building,
这个设计师呢，我自己认为他一定是个基督徒。
I think the architect, he's a Christian.
为什么我认为呢
？Why do I think that?
因为他在设计的时候呢，他刻意把原来的那个福音医院的一个小的一栋楼呢，他刻意把它留了下来。
And he intentionally kept a small building which originally was the Gospel Hospital.
作为一个历史上面的一个见证。
And he used that as a testament.
全部其他的都拆掉，就把这一块呢，把它刻意的留了下来。
And everything else was brought down, but he left that building.
不单单是如此。
Not only so.
若是你今天去看这个医院的话
，If you go there and visit this hospital,
你去这个旁边这个留下来的这个可以算是个古迹。
And this more like a historic building.
你会发现在这个古迹的旁边呢，有一个小小的走廊。
And there's a corridor.
在这个走廊上面呢，有描述着这个伯德恩医院的一个整个一个历史的一个叙述。
And in this corridor, they have many description about the history of this history used to be hospital used to be called.
今天晚上我没有很多的机会跟大家讲。
I won't have too much time.
我心里面非常的感动。
But I was deeply touched.
因为在这个走廊，在这个历史的这个描述的里面呢。
When you walk through this corridor, read these descriptions.
有三个人的照片。
I saw three people's photos.
跟这个医院息息相关的三个人。
And they are very related to the history of this hospital.
一个，他的名字叫伯德恩。
The first is named
Borden.
Borden.
Borden. 他是一个非常富裕。从一个富裕家庭里面出生长大的一个美国人。
He was born and raised in a wealthy family in the United States.
后来为了中国大西北的人能够得听福音
，for the gospel for the people in northwest China.
他放下了在美国非常舒适的生活。
And he put down his life in America.
他就前往中国去传扬福音。
And he went to China to preach gospel.
第二个照片呢是一个英国人。
The second picture is of a British man.
他其实是在中国出生的。
And he was born in China.
他的父母亲也是内地会的宣教士。
And his parents are also missionaries of in China Inland Mission.
他姓金，金品山 ，George King.
His name was George King.
他其实在英国学医以后。
And he studied medicine in Britain.
他为了能够把福音同样的带到中国
，for the same reason to bring gospel to China.
他就放下了他在英国学医的这个前途。
And he put down his future in the Britain.
据说他是在他全班里面每一次考试都考第一名的。
It was said that he always had the higher score in his class.
奖状一大堆。
He had received many awards.
人家对这个人的评价是高到不能再高了。
People have very high expectation on him.
所以当他离开英国，说要去中国的时候
，So when he departed for China,
哇，那个震撼力之大。
The impact was great.
人家没有，人家都还有一点骂他，说你这个人真笨。
Many people criticized him, saying he was not very smart.
你应该其实就留在英国。
He said, they said they should stay. He should stay in Britain.
你去的话，你就一个人能够去。
If you go to China, you're only one person.
你留下来，你奉献钱，搞不好十个人可以去。
And if you stay here and practice medicine, you donate, maybe you can send 10 missionaries.
但是他顺服上帝在他身上的带领。
But he followed God's guidance on him.
他就去到了中国的大西北。
And he went to northwest China.
一个照片是伯德恩的照片
，One picture is Dr. Borden。
第二个照片是金品山的照片
，The second is George King。
第三张照片呢是我们中国人的照片
，And the third picture is of a Chinese person。
他的名字叫高建成，是河南人。
His name is 高建成 ，He's from Henan Province。
他在河南学医了以后。
He studied medicine in Henan.
被河南的省长提拔成为整个河南省的这个最重要的这个医生以及领导医疗工作的一个人。
And he was promoted by the governor in Henan as the health minister.
后来神呼召他。
But God called him.
把在河南的工作放下来。
He put down his work in Henan.
带领他中国去到中国大西北。
And God guide him to Northwest China.
我想到这三个人的时候
，When I thought about these,
我就想到其实他们就如同但以理
，I think they're like Daniel.
都有一个天国的视野
，They all have divine perspective.
是的，从人的角度，或许有的人会觉得他们很糊涂、很笨，甚至很傻。
So, if you look at through human eyes, you think they're foolish.
但是我感谢主。
But I thank God.
因为他们有天国的视野。
Because they have a divine perspective.
今天但以理的影响仍然还存在着。
We still see the impact of Daniel.
甚至伯德恩精品山高建成的见证，今天你就是去兰州第二零名院，我们今天还能够看到他们的影响力。
And through we can still see the impact of the testimony of Borton, George King, and 高建成。
高先生可以的亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
上帝首先用但以理是因为他有一个天国的视野
God can use Daniel first because he has a divine perspective
第二不单单是有一个天国的视野
Secondly not only because he has divine perspective
其实要是我们仔细看这一章的话
If we read more carefully this chapter
我们会发现其实在这边呢但以理其实也能够被神用是因为他有一个服事的心智
And we can see that God can use Daniel because he has an attitude or mindset of a servant
有一个服事的一个心智
An attitude to serve
其实在这里有几节有几个字的出现我想我们很快读你们就会发现的确但以理是如此
But if we read carefully quickly we can find a couple words describing that
譬如像第四节
If we look at verse 4
那边描述了这些年轻人的一些条件
Describe some condition of these young men.
是年少的。
They're young.
没有残疾的。
Without any physical defect.
相貌俊美。
Handsome.
我想这一条我大概就没有资格了。
I don't think I qualify for that.
通达各样学问。
Showing aptitude for every kind of learning.
知识聪明具备。
Well informed.
然后注意下面这一句话。
And let's pay attention to that.
足能势力。
Qualified to serve.
足能势力。
Qualified to serve.
其实若是你跳到第五节最后面这个势力又出现了。
Let's jump to verse 5.
叫他们在王的面前什么势力。
It says they were to be trained and after that they were to enter the king's service.
其实这个势力在这一章里面一共出现了有三次。
And this word service appears three times.
若是你跳到第十九节
Look at verse 19.
王与他们谈论见少年人中没有一个人能够比但以理哈拿尼亚米沙利亚沙利亚
The king talked with them and found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
然后注意下面这里是怎么说
Let's pay attention to
what it says. 所以留他们在王面前什么
So they entered the king's what?
势力
Service.
其实但以理他自己也很清楚他有一个仆人的一个心智。
I think Daniel knows clear by himself that he has an attitude to serve.
他几次也特别提到了仆人这个词。
And many times they mentioned the word servant.
十二节，求你试试仆人们十天。
And verse 12 says, would you test your servant for 10 days?
十三节，就照你所看的什么，待仆人。
Verse 13 says, just treat your servant as in accordance to what you see.
在我们在这一章里面，我们很清楚地看到，神能够使用但以理，是因为他有一个仆人的一个心智。
So through this chapter, we can clearly see that God can use Daniel because he's an attitude to serve.
那当然，我想讲到这里。
When I mention this,
我想有一些弟兄姐妹，我说戴牧师啊，开玩笑，你不要忘记他是被俘虏的。
Some of brothers and sisters, you may say, Pastor Taylor, come on, he's a captive.
他不是仆人，他不是奴隶，他是什么？
If he's not a servant, if he's not a slave, what?
所以你说他有一个仆人的心智，当然他是一个奴隶啊，他不可以，不能有一个奴隶的一个心智，仆人的心智。
And you say that he has an attitude to serve, but that's not his choice.
有可能你讲的没有错。
Maybe what you say is right.
但是我也同样的想到。
But then I start to think about something else.
一个人可以有仆人的地位。
For a person, maybe his identity is a servant.
A position.
Position.
但是不一定有仆人的心智 disposition.
He may not have a disposition of a servant.
你可以有仆人的地位。
You may have a position as a servant.
但是不等于你有仆人的心智。
That doesn't equal to you have a disposition of a servant.
我想这个是很不一样的东西。
Those are two different things.
一个人可以在他的骄傲里面,
a person with his pride,
可以以他一个民族里面的一种优越感的里面,
and with his sense of superiority,
虽然他的地位是一个奴隶,是一个仆人的地位,
although his position is a servant, is a slave,
但是他的心有可能是一个骄傲的心,
but he may have pride in his heart.
不是一个带着服侍人的一个心智, 更加的不是带着一个服侍神的心智,
he may not have a disposition of a servant to serve man or God.
但是我越来越觉得,
so the more I felt about it,
上帝能够使用丹以利,
God can use Daniel,
是因为他有一个仆人的一个心智,
that is because he has an attitude to serve.
若是他去到巴比伦,
when he was in Babylon, when he's in the court of Nebuchadnezzar,
他是带着一种民族的优越感,
he may have his sense of superiority,
带着一种瞧不起巴比伦的一种心态,
he may despise the Babylonian culture.
我想其实上帝很难能够用他,
if so, then God cannot use him.
很难能够用他,
it would be very difficult for God to use him.
其实从MSI开始以来,
Since the beginning of MSI,
刚刚Tim介绍了, 我们是在1994年的时候开始,
as Tim introduced, it started in 1994.
我们一直以来就很清楚地看到, 其实上帝仍然继续使用着我们, 就是因为我们常常自我提醒, 我们要有一个服侍人, 服侍上帝的心智。
We can clearly see that God still can use us because we continue to remind ourselves that we need to have an attitude to serve God and serve others. In Southwest China, we have different ministries.
其中有一个工作是一个跟政府合作扶贫的一个计划。
One of them is to cooperate with government to help a poor
poverty relief. 扶贫的工作。 我们主要工作的一个方向或者一个人群呢是中国西南的彝族, 少数民族。
One of the people group we serve is 彝。
今天中国在四川、在云南、在贵州大概有700万彝族人。
In Sichuan, Yunnan, Guizhou province, there are about 7 million Yi minorities.
我看他，所以他特别留意一下，确定翻对了。我想，若是你有机会去到这些地方的话，
if you have a chance to visit those places,
当然一些大城市大家生活的水平还相当的不错。
In the large cities, the living standards are pretty
good. 而且你到农村，特别到山里面呢，你就会发现，真的是有一些人是穷到我们想象不到。
If you go into those villages, especially in the mountain area, the poverty there is beyond our imagination.
还有一些，这个当地的政府就来跟我们说，有没有办法你们帮助我们做一些扶贫的工作？
Once the government came to us, he said, can you help us to do some poverty relief?
我们说你们有什么样的想法？
We asked them, what do you have planned?
他们说，那你们是海外来的，你们就把一些钱带进来捐给这些穷人。
They said that since you're from foreign country, give us some money.
但是我们都知道，你要真正的做扶贫的工作，钱没有办法真正的解决他们的问题，给钱没有办法解决他们的问题。
But we know that if you truly want to bring relief, poverty relief, just money cannot do it.
我们很喜欢用一个例子，就是你不要把鱼给他们，你把鱼竿给他们，教他们自己钓鱼。
An example is don't just give them fish, give them, teach them how to catch fish.
那这些彝族的人呢，很多都是以畜牧为业。
And a lot of these minorities, they are shepherds.
畜牧为业。 后来呢，我们就提出了一个项目给政府考虑一下。
And then we proposed a project.
他说好不好，这样呢，我们帮助他们在畜牧的这一块里面。
And we'll help them in their shepherd.
他们说，那你们是不是要送羊呢？
Are you going to bring some sheep?
我们说我们不送。
No.
但是呢，我们借羊给他们。
But we'll loan some sheep to them.
我们借羊给他们。
And these sheep are alone.
政府说听不懂什么叫借羊给他们。
And the government people cannot understand what that means.
他说我们就跟他们说我们的想法是这样。
And this is what we think, we explain to them.
你们提出50户。
And tell us about 50 families.
然后呢，我们把20只母羊呢借给他们。
And we will bring 20 female sheep on loan.
每一个家庭借20只。
Oh, every family will receive 20 sheep.
然后呢，2年之后呢，他们要把20只羊呢还给我们。
2 years later, they shall return these 20 sheep to us.
不是原来的那20只。
But not these original 20 sheep.
因为前面那20只已经很累了。
Because those sheep have become go, go, go.
我们要从那20只里面生出来的20只，那你还给我。
We want 20 sheep born of those 20 sheep.
然后呢，你把这20只还给我们呢，我们再转借给另外50户。
Then we can give these 20 sheep to another family.
啊，政府听到这个计划呢，当然他们不好意思公开的笑我们哈，但是他们私底下说不可能的事情。
And then when the government was reviewing this plan, they didn't want to laugh at us, but they think it's impossible.
绝对做不出来。
They think this cannot be done.
但是既然这个羊都是你们拿来的，没关系，你们就试试看吧。
But they think, well, these sheep are low. Let's give a shot.
其实后来我们实在是很糊涂了。
But we weren't very careful.
因为我们当中没有一个养羊的专家。
But we none of us an expert in this.
我们找遍了世界华人教会，找不到一个养羊的专家。
We go to many Chinese churches, but we didn't find any expert in this field.
后来去哪里找到了呢
？And guess where we find an expert?
我们去到了新西兰。
We went to New Zealand.
我们都知道新西兰的羊比人都还多。
We know that in New Zealand, in that country, there are more sheep than men.
我们就认识了一对夫妇。
We got to know one couple.
基督徒。
They're Christians.
你知道，当我们邀请他们来跟我们一起合作的时候。
When we invite them to partner with us,
他们兴奋得不得了。
They're so excited.
因为他们从来没有想到养羊跟宣教还可以摸上边。
They've never imagined that being a shepherd can relate to missionary work.
啊，我这个养羊的专业居然可以搬到宣教的工厂上面被上帝用啊。
They can't think of that my expertise in raising sheep can be used by God.
这个故事，这件事情有很多里头，我们今天晚上不多谈。
And we won't spend too much time in the story.
我们不单单是要找这个畜牧的专家。
We not only need to find this kind of expert.
我们也找基督徒的兽医来帮助我们。
And we need to find veterinarians, Christians.
后来发现这个羊吃的草也很重要。
We find that the grass that the sheep eat is also important.
因为若是它的草不好，它的营养就不好。
If these grass are not of good quality, then the sheep cannot.
它的营养不好呢，它的羊毛的品质就不好。
Then the quality of the sheep hair won't be good.
生出来的小羊呢也不健康。
And the little lamb they give birth won't be healthy.
所以呢，我们就得找到一些基督徒的农业专家来帮助我们，怎么样选择最好的草给这些羊吃。
We have to find some agricultural expert or Christian to find the best grass for these sheep.
两年过了以后
，After 2 years，
非常奇妙的一件事情发生。
A wonderful thing happened.
我们就举办了一个借羊还羊的一个典礼。
And we hold a ceremony for the return of the unloaned sheep.
这五十家呢，就把他们每一家的20只羊呢，就还给了我们。
These 50 families brought back 20 sheep.
然后呢，我们就把他们转借给另外50户。
And we give instead we give these 20 sheep to another 50 family.
很深刻那一天所举办的这个典礼。
I remember clearly that ceremony on that day.
对啊，在中国大陆，我们知道这种典礼哈，一定都是一大堆人演讲。
If you're familiar with that, it's a lot. There's a lot of speeches in China.
那一天呢，有一个很特别的人物出现。
On that day, a special figure came.
他是北京派来的一个高级的共产党员。
And he was a high-ranking official from Beijing.
要来考察这个项目。
And he was to study this project.
那因为北京来的嘛，就大概他是差不多第一个讲话的。
Because he's from the capital city, so he's the first one to speak.
他站起来。
He stood up.
我们站在他的后面。
And we stood behind him.
然后呢，他就突然很奇妙的就讲了一番话。
And strangely, he said some words.
他说：“你没有看到这些人。”
He said, "Did you see these people?"
你们知道他们在这边做的其实是应该我们做的东西。
You know these things that they did for you, we should have done it.
但是我们做不出来。
But we couldn't do it.
很奇妙的，他们都做得出来。
And it's a miracle that they can do it.
你们大概很好奇哈，这些外国人为什么会来到我们中国
？And you may be wondering why these foreigners came here.
他那个。典礼呢，正好是在四川南边凉山州一个小小的地方叫解放沟这个地方举办。
And this ceremony was held in a small town in southern Sichuan province.
Liberation Cove, 解放沟。
And that village is called Liberation Cove.
他说你大概很好奇这些人来做什么。
And he said you may be wondering why these people came here.
我说让我跟你们讲。
Let me tell you,
这些人是以耶稣基督的精神来服侍我们的。
These people, they came to serve us with the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
那你说戴牧师讲这种话理所当然就是要讲因为你是牧师不讲这种话你还讲什么话呢
You would think it would be natural for a pastor to say that. What else can I say?
但是一个党员来讲这样的话且是一个北京派来的党员讲这样的话分量不太一样。
But as a high-ranking official from Beijing, a Communist Party member, for him to say that, that's totally different.
我在描述什么
What is being described here?
我想我主要在表达的亲爱的弟兄姐妹
The main thing I want you to know
但以理能够被神用
Daniel can be used by God
我们今天感谢神在他的怜悯里面继续的也能够被他再用
And we give thanks in his mercy that we can continue to be used by him
因为神给了我们一个谦卑服侍人的心
Because God gives us a humble heart to serve
若是我们要被神用
If we want to be used by God
我们需要谦卑
We must have that humility.
我们若是要被神用
If we want to be used by God,
我们需要有一个不是被人服侍的心而是服侍人的心
And we shouldn't have an attitude to be served, but rather to serve.
记不记得耶稣他自己说了什么吗
Do you remember what Jesus himself said?
他说人子来
He said, the Son of Man came,
不是要受人的服侍
not to be served,
乃是要服侍人
but to serve people.
但以理为什么能够被神用
Why can Daniel be used?
第一，他有一个天国的视野。
First, his divine perspective.
第二，他有一个仆人的心智。
Second, his servant attitude.
第三
，And we look at the third one.
其实在这边，尤其第八节，我觉得给我们另外一个非常重要的一个提醒。
And let's look at verse 8. It reminds us of something else.
非常熟悉第八节这样说，但以理却立志。不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
Verse 8 says, Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine.、
哦、我想这个背景我们应该都很熟悉。
I think we're all familiar with the background.、
啊、一般的圣经参考家他们这样的解释。
Most expository experts of
the Bible say, 他们说但以理不愿意吃这个王的膳王的酒。
They say that Daniel will not eat the choice food of king.
可能是因为这些食物这些饮料呢是在吃之前先拿到了尼布甲尼撒的庙里面向他的神去祭拜。
Most likely is because these food have been taken to the temple of the foreign gods and used as part of idol worship.
因此呢但以理从信仰的缘故呢他觉得他不能吃这样的一些东西。
For the sake of his faith, Daniel would refuse to eat such things.
那当然从这个角度我想是很清楚很能够了解的。
And from this perspective, we can clearly understand his motivation.
当然从新约的角度我们会很快的也提出一个重要的真理。
But through the New Testament perspective, we know that.
我们知道我们跟上帝的关系不在乎我们吃不吃喝不喝什么东西。
Our relationship with God is not dependent on what we eat or drink.
神的国不在乎吃喝。
For the kingdom of God is not about eat and drink.
但是这第八节能够教导我们什么东西呢
？But what is this verse 8 teaching us?
我觉得第八节能够教导我们的一个很重要的一个原则呢，就是但以理他有一个全人的见证。
The important principle that verse 8 teaches us is that Daniel has a holistic witness.
在这里我们看到，其实，在但以理的从但以理的角度，
from his best perspective,
没有一件事情不是能够被神所来使用或者为神来做见证的事情。
There's nothing that God cannot use, or there's nothing that He cannot, God can use as a way to witness Him.
连但以理吃或者不吃什么呢？都成为但以理为神做见证的一个管道。
Even what Daniel eats and drinks becomes a channel for him to be God's witness.
我想这是一个很重要的一个原则。
And this is a very important principle.
因为有的时候我觉得我们想到为主做见证的时候
Oftentimes when we think about being a witness,
哎呀都是大事情。
We think about great things.
啊 都是很伟大的一些事情，这些才能够被神所用。
We think that we have to do a great work.
一个小小的事情呢，上帝怎么能够可能使用这么小的一个东西呢？
And how can God use those trivial things?
我也跟大家分享另外一个见证。
But I want to share with you another testimony.
我刚刚提 MSI 开始是94年开始的。
As I mentioned, MSI started in 1994.
在我记得我们刚刚去的时候呢，为了一个东西，我们还讨论了一段时间。
When we first got there, we had a long discussion about something.
因为我们每一次进去呢，政府官员都会请我们吃饭。
Every time when I was there, the government officials would invite us to
eat. 那这个吃饭呢，是不是需要公开的谢饭祷告？
And we debate on whether or not we should give grace.
还是呢，我们就假装不晓得在整理什么东西，然后呢，就顺便给他祷一个告。
Or should we just say the grace, or should we just pretend we're doing something else?
我们讨论了这个事情，讨论了很久。
And we had a long discussion over this.
后来觉得呢，我们还是要为主来做见证。
And we decided we still need to be a God's testimony.
我们第一次坐下来跟他们吃饭的时候
I remember clearly first time I sat down with them.
我记得是我的父亲提出来的
And my father brought up a point.
我们有一个习惯，我们是基督徒，你们都知道。
My father said, as Christians, we have this habit.
我们吃饭之前呢，我们都希望能够先做一个祷告。
Before we eat, we will pray.
说好不好？你们可不可以让我们一起来祷告？
Could you pray with us?
那当然，他们也不好意思拒绝我们，对不对？
We know that they probably would not refuse us.
我记得前面几次哦，真的是很别扭。
I know for the first couple times it was kind of awkward.
真的是很奇怪，他们也不知道到底是马上夹还是要等我们祷告。
They don't know when to start eating or they should wait on us.
但是没有几次之后呢，我就发现一个很特别的事情。
But after a couple times, I discovered something.
他们筷子都不拿起来。
They won't touch their chopsticks.
后来他们有点不耐烦，你们到底祷不祷告？
And they're just waiting on us to start praying.
你知道到最后面发生了什么事情呢？
And after a while, you know what happened?
不是我们请他们祷告，乃是他们说你们赶快选一个人来祷告，我们好吃东西。
Not that we invite them to pray, they would say, "Hey, just designate the person to pray so we can eat."
我不是说祷告是一个小事情，但是真的也不是什么大事情，对不对？
I'm not saying that prayer is a trivial thing, but it's not a small thing either.
但是呢，我们在小的事情上面，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，上帝也能够使用的。
On these so-called small matters, God can still use it.
单一里吃不吃、喝不喝，都成为他为神做见证的一个管道。
Whatever Daniel eats and drinks, it becomes a channel for him to be a witness.
我曾经听过一个美国牧师他这样说。
And I've heard from a Western pastor.
他说没有一个人是小到上帝不能用。
There's no one that too little that God cannot use him.
但是有一个人可以大到一个地步呢，上帝不会用。
But a person can be too big that God cannot use him.
我觉得这句话很重要。
I think this is very important.
没有一个人是小到上帝不会用的。
Nobody is too little that God cannot use him.
就是我们看圣经。
If you read the Bible,
有很多的小的东西，反倒好像上帝特别喜欢用。
There are many small things that God would love to use.
基甸
Gideon,
知不知道他原先去打米甸人是带多少人去？
Do you remember how many people he brought with him to fight Midian?
三万个人。
First is 32,000.
三万？
30,000?
反正就是三万多了。
It's roughly 30,000.
记不记得后来上帝跟他说什么？
Do you remember what God told him?
太多人
了。Too many people are following.
我没有办法用你。
I cannot use this.
因为你们会把荣耀归给自己。
Because you will give glory to yourself.
删掉，记不记得删掉了多少人？
Do you remember how many God sent?
两万删掉。
20,000.
最后剩下多少人？有没有印象？
Finally, how many people left?
300个人。
Only 300 people.
上帝说，我现在才能够用你。
God says, "Now I can use."
你现在够小了，我才能够用你。
Now you are small enough that I can use you.
我们没有一个人是小到上帝不能用。
So no one, none of us is too little that God cannot use.
若是你今天说，哎呀，我实在是没有什么。
If you tell yourself, "I'm nothing,"
你一点都没错。你就是因为没有什么，所以上帝要用你。
You're right because you're nothing that God can use you.
若是你我认为我们有什么的话，上帝就不能用我。
If you think, you truly think you've got something that God cannot use you yet.
求主帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
不要低估上帝 借着小的东西能够做的见证。
Don't underestimate that the testimony God can brought through the small things.
但以理有一个全人的见证。
Daniel has a holistic witness.
他的信仰跟连吃什么不吃什么都有关系。
His faith is strong enough that his eating and drinking is a way to witness.
就是在这一节的里面。
And in this verse,
我们也看到另外一个原则，我想我们就很快的提过去了。
We find another principle, I'll quickly mention it.
虽然快，但是呢，从某一个角度，我觉得是极其的重要。
Although I will quickly mention it, but it's also very important.
有一个字出现了两次。
Here, two words appear. The word appear twice.
玷污，我不晓得大家有没有注意。
The word defile.
但以理立誓不要玷污他自己。
Daniel resolved not to defile himself.
这个词呢，在圣经在旧约里面出现了十一次。
This word appeared 11 times in the Old Testament.
十一次。
11 times.
我想在这十一次里面呢，我有一个很深刻的一个印象，一个心得。
And I learned something from this.
但以理不单单是有一个全人的见证。
Not only he has a holistic witness.
他有一个圣洁的生命。
He lives a holy life.
这个玷污呢，就是不被污秽的一种描述。
Without defile means that he's not defiled.
不会有肮脏的意思。
And there's nothing filthy.
特别跟在神的事情上面呢，不会有任何的污秽。
Especially related to the spiritual matters.
我们今天晚上没有办法多谈圣洁的信息。
We will not mention too much about the message of holiness.
但是我跟你们说，
But I must say to you,
若是上帝要使用我们，
If God will use us,
或者我们是希望上帝能够被用的人，
Or if we want to be used by God,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要追求圣洁，
We must pursue holiness.
在你我们的生命里面，求神帮助我们不被罪所辖制，被罪所捆绑。
May the Lord help us so that in our lives we will not be bound by sin.
我十分的相信，今天有很多人在教会里面没有办法更多的被上帝所用。
I truly believe today in churches many people cannot be used by God greatly.
因为我们被罪所捆绑。
Because we were still bound by sin.
我跟师母，我们有三个孩子。
My wife and I, we have three children.
三个青少年。
Three teenagers.
17, 15, 13岁。
17 years old, 15 years and 13 years old.
6月我们最小的那个要快变13岁的时候。
In June when our youngest was reaching 13 years old.
他就走到我的书房。
He came into my study room.
She came.
She came.
Okay. 他跟我讲英文，他说 Daddy, watch out.
She said something. She said, Daddy, watch out.
我吓了一跳，发生了。
And I was startled. What happened?
她说 ，In a week's time, I'm gonna be a teenager.
She said, In a week's time, I'm gonna be a teenager. 我会一周之内，我就会变成一个。
我还在摸索到底她这句话里面是什么意思。
I'm still trying to figure out what she's trying to say.
我跟师母常常谈。
And I talk to my wife.
我觉得我们为我们的孩子担心。
And we kind of concerned about our kids.
因为我觉得他们的这个时代，我觉得罪的诱惑离他们比我成长的那个时代越加的近。
We know that in this age, the temptation of sin is ever closer to them.
我成长的时候要去看不该看的东西。
And they may be seeing things that you should not see.
我还得鬼鬼祟祟偷偷摸摸的去到一些不该去的地方。
If I were to do those things, I have to sneak out.
但是今天我的孩子已经不需要鬼鬼祟祟偷偷摸摸的去别的地方。
But today's kids, they don't have to do that.
他们在自己的房间。
In their own room.
打开他们的电脑。
And they just turn on their computer.
他们其实就可以看一些他们不该看的东西。
And they should, they could watch those things.
我们就觉得那个离罪的距离哈越来越缩短。
The distance between us and sin is ever closer.
要立志不玷污自己，我觉得在这个时代里面是更加的困难。
It is more difficult to be resolved not to defile ourselves.
求上帝帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
立志不要玷污。
That we made up mind that we will not be defiled.
追求圣洁。
pursue holiness.
也为我们所支持的宣教师祷告，好不好？
And pray for those missionaries that we support.
因为有多少的宣教师，有多少的传道人，服侍主的人，就是因为在一些道德罪恶上面跌倒了。
For today we know many missionaries and God's ministers, and they fell on these moral issues.
因此神没有办法用他们。
To the point that God cannot use them.
在我宣教生涯当中最难过的一件事情。
In my life as a missionary, the saddest thing that happened
就是要邀请我的一个同工离开宣教的工厂。
Is to ask one of my co-workers to leave the field.
他为什么要离开工厂？
Why do I have to do that?
有一天他的太太在他的电脑上面发现他的先生在看一大堆黄色的东西。
Because one day in Thailand, she discovered her husband was watching pornography on her computer.
他就自己回到美国，没有跟他先生说他要去哪里。
She returned to America by herself.
三天后才知道他太太其实已经离开了他。
Three days later, he learned that his wife left her, him.
只好去到他住的那个城市。
And I have to go to the city she lived.
He lived. 跟他说。
And I have to tell him,
你需要回国。
You need to go back.
你需要去面对你们夫妻的问题。
And you have to solve the problem between.
你也需要面对你跟上帝之间的问题。
And the relationship with God.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
立志不要玷污自己。
Be resolved not to defile ourselves.
当我们往下看的时候，
Then we read further.
我想我们在这边看见不单单是但以理有一个神国的视野。
Not only we see Daniel's kingdom perspective.
服侍的心智。
His servant attitude.
全人的见证。
Holistic witness.
圣洁的生命。
Holy life.
其实我从第八节一直看到第二十节的时候。
When I look, read verse 20.
一直看到第二十节。
When I read from verse
8到第二十节。
From verse 8 all the way through verse 20.
我觉得这一段很特别，我不晓得大家有没有注意过。
There's something unique here. I don't know if you have discovered.
从第八节到第十六节的重点是在但以理的私人生活里面。
From verse 8 to verse 16 is emphasizing on Daniel's personal life.
然后从第17节到第20节呢，反倒是上帝怎么样在但以理的公共生活里面呢，来看重他。
Verse 17 through 20 is more about Daniel's public life, how God used him.
也就是首先但以理在他私人的生命里面呢，他尊主为大。
In his private life, Daniel honored God.
上帝就从他的私人生活里面尊主为大呢，就在他的公共生活里面呢来看重他。
Because he held God in the first place in his private life, therefore God honors Daniel in his public life.
来祝福他。
And bless him.
且来使用他。
And God can use him.
我想这个原则也请大家特别注意。
We must pay attention to this principle.
我们若是先跟上帝的关系是通的，是对的。
And if we have a proper relationship with God,
在我们个人的生活里面，我们是紧紧与主相连。
In our personal life, we're closely connected with God.
只有在那样的一个基础上面，上帝才能够把更多的祝福、更多的赏赐、更多的来使用我们。
Only with such foundation that God can greatly use us.
求神帮助我们先在我们私人生活里面来尊重上帝。
May God help us that in our private life we will first learn how to honor God.
我就十分的相信上帝会在我们的公共生活里面呢来看重我们，来使用我们。
I strongly believe then God will honor us in public life and he will use us.
但是在第十九节第二十节我想请大家特别注意两个词。
In verse 19 and 20, let us pay attention to a couple words.
描述了这三年结束之后。
It describes something after these 3 years.
这个太监长呢就把他们带到王的面前。第十八节。
Verse 18, the chief of the court officials took them to Nebuchadnezzar.
然后注意第十九节怎么说。
Let's pay attention to
19. 他说王就与他们谈论。
The king talked with them.
见少年人中。
And he found among the youth.
无一人能比但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利。
None equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
无一人能比。
He found none equal to them.
然后跳到第二十节。
Let's skip to verse 20.
王拷问他们一切事。
And The king,
见他们的智慧聪明比通达的士士以用法术的
King questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters.
胜过十倍
This is more than, better than 10 times.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们 上帝不要我们在我们的职场上面做一个马虎的人
Brothers and sisters, God does not want us to be just careless in our profession.
上帝要我们在我们的职场上面，因为他的祝福，因为他的使用，让我们在职场上面呢，能够更加的卓越。
Because He will bless us, because He will use us, God wants us to be excellent in our profession.
上帝能够使用但以理。
God can use Daniel.
因为没有一个人能够与他相比。
Because there's none other equal to him.
甚至呢, 他是比人强过十倍。
He's 10 times better than all the others.
但是你不要认为就是但以理自己搞出来的。
But don't think that this is just by Daniel himself. He can do that.
不要忘记, 在这里的描述之前, 17节很清楚地说, 是神把这些东西给予但以理跟他的三个朋友。
Because verse 17 clearly tells us that God gave all these blessings to Daniel and his friends.
职场的卓越
The excellence in your profession
我想我们在 MSI里面呢 我们也非常看重这一块
We also focus on this in the ministry of MSI
常常跟同工们分享
I often share with co-workers
你为主做见证的第一条线就是你的职场
To be a witness for God the first thing is in your profession
你是一个语言老师
If you're teaching languages
请你在上课的时候 你认真的备课
And please prepare
你也认真的
Diligently
教课
And diligently teach the class
我们去到中国 绝对不是狼披着羊毛去的
When we go into China We're not wolf covered in sheepskin
不是只是用职场做借口 可以混进去的
Not just use the professional service as an excuse.
我们认为我们的职场是我们为主做见证的第一条线。
We think that our profession is the first front that we be God's witness.
若是你是一个很烂的老师, 不要跟人家说你是个基督徒。
If you're a terrible teacher, don't tell others that you are a Christian.
若是你不认真的备课, 千万的不要让人家知道你是个基督徒。
If you do not prepare the teaching material diligently, don't do that. And if you're not spending all, if not do all you should, as in a profession, don't tell us that you are a Christian. Because then you'll be a bad example, then we can be careless. And we tell our co-workers, And we promise to Chinese government.
我们是来教英文的,
We're here to teach English.
我们就认真的教英文,
and with diligence, we should do that.
让他们在我们的专业上面是毫无批评的地方,
so that there's nothing that they can criticize about our service.
我常常跟同工们说,
Oftentimes I told my
只要你好好的教书,
If you just teach them well,
你让神负责去给你打开福音的门。
And God will open the door of gospel.
你好好的教书,
if you teach well,
人家会很好奇, 你这么好的一个老师, 你怎么会来中国?
People will be wondering why such a good teacher will come to China.
这是我们这一辈问的一个问题。
And oftentimes we face such questions.
很多同工都跟我讲,
and, many colleagues told me,
so Jamie,
Jamie,
我今天又被问了,
and I was asked again,
why did you come to China? 你为什么来中国?
Why did you come to China?
你为什么来中国?
Why did you come to China?
我们有一个同工是从台湾过去的,
and one co-worker is from Taiwan.
有一次他被问,
and once he was asked that question,
she,
oh, she.
他说, 你为什么会来中国?
She was asked, why did she went to China?
医疗的同工看他是一个很优秀的一个护士,
because his medical colleague asked her, yeah.
就说你们中, 你们台湾也有下岗的问题吧?
Is there also unemployed doctors in Taiwan?
是你找不到那边的工作，所以你在这边来找工作吗？
That is that you because you couldn't find a job in Taiwan that you come here?
就不好意思回答他们。
And she answered him.
其实后来就跟他们讲。
And she told them.
是神的爱把我带到这个地方。
I was propelled by the love of God.
他们为什么会问他们？
Why did they ask
her? 你觉得你那么好的一个医生，你为什么会放下你在自己国家那么好的一个工作？
Because they were wondering why such a good doctor would give up a good job in his in her own country.
职场的卓越。
It's the excellence in profession.
成为打开许多福音门为主做见证的时机。
And becomes a key to open the doors for gospel in many occasions.
让我们做一切事如同为主做一样。
Let us do everything as if we're doing for the Lord.
最后,
finally,
我不晓得大家有没有注意过第21节。
I don't know if you ever noticed that verse 21.
我想第二十一节留给我们最后一个对于但以理在职场上面服侍主一个美好的一个见证。
The verse 21 gives us another a beautiful testimony that Daniel served in his profession.
第二十一节说什么呢?
What does verse 21 tell us?
到了古列王元月的时候，但以理还在。
It says Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus.
大概70年的时间。
This is about a 70-year period.
70年的时间。
70 year.
让我在这个描述里面想到什么呢?
In this description, what do we see?
上帝能够用但以理。
God can use Daniel.
因为他终身的忠心。
Because his lifetime faithfulness.
他终身的忠心。
Because of his lifetime faithfulness.
我可不可以用一个见证作为一个结束?
And I will use another testimony as a conclusion.
1983年,
1983, my first visit to China.
我爸爸妈妈带我去,
my parents took me there.
其实我的父亲是河南开封出生的,
my father was born in Kaifeng, Henan.
我不知道今天晚上我们又从河南来的,
I don't know if any of you is from Henan.
若是有的话, 老家了。
If you then, we're fellow countrymen.
同乡人,
we're from the same province.
印象很深刻, 带我们去了河南开封,
and I had a great impression. I went to many different places.
看到我父亲出生的那个房子,
we visited the house my father was born in.
进到那个房间里面,
and we entered that room.
我们也去到了山东烟台,
and we went to 烟台山东.
抗战的时候我 爸爸跟他的兄弟姐妹们在山东烟台被日本人关了三年半、四年的时间。
And during World War II, my father and his siblings were kept there in a prison by the Japanese for several years.
我们去到了陕西省的宝鸡凤翔。
And we also visited 宝鸡 and 凤翔 in 陕西 province.
那是我祖父祖母在抗战的时候呢，在那边工作的地方。
And that's where my grandparents served during World War II.
最后一个地方呢, 我们去到了上海。
Last place, we visited Shanghai.
有一天下午, 我的父亲就说, Jamie, 你跟我来, 我想带你去看一个人。
And one afternoon, my father told me, Jamie, come with me, I'll take you to
我说,
see one person. Who? I asked.
他不跟我讲, 他说你就跟我去就是了, 不要问那么多问题。
He wouldn't tell me. He said, don't ask more questions, just go with me.
我们就坐出租车。
And then we took taxi.
到了一个公寓,
and we went to apartment.
爬到四楼,
and we went to the fourth floor.
叩门,
we knocked the door.
一打开门, 我就知道我爸爸带我去看谁。
And somebody answered the door, and immediately I know who the person is.
看谁呢?
Who that person?
王明道, 老牧师。
And that's Pastor 王明道.
王明道是1900年出生的。
He was born in 1900.
所以我们看他的时候已经83岁。
At that time, he was 83.
刚刚从监牢里面放了出来,
he was just released from prison.
关了有将近26年的时间。
He was imprisoned for over 20 years.
从50年代因着信仰的缘故, 就被关起来。
For holding onto his faith, he was sent to prison in 1950s.
83岁的王牧师好可爱。
And 83 years old, Pastor Wang was a lovely person.
他已经耳朵重听了,
and his hearing has a problem.
带助听器,
he has hearing aid.
但是呢,是那种老式的助听器, 会常常会发出一个很高频率的一个声音, 他很讨厌。
But it's the old technology, so sometimes it gives a high frequency noise.
所以他常常把他的助听器关起来。
So a lot of times he just turned it off.
那关掉呢, 他就要讲大声一点, 常常就听到自己, 听到别人。
And if he turned it off, he had to speak loudly so he can hear himself.
83年才刚刚开放不久,
and in 1983, it's just
两个老外来他家里面，王师母有一点紧张。
And two foreigners visiting Pastor Wang.
So Wang Shimu一直跟王牧师说小声一点，小声一点。
And his wife kept telling Pastor Wang, lower your voice, lower your voice.
牧师也都听不到嘛，因为助听器关。
But even that, because Pastor Wang turned off his hearing aid, he couldn't hear.
那天下午，王牧师跟我们分享了很多。And
that afternoon, Pastor Wang shared a lot with us.
我印象很深刻的一点，他就讲到神的话在他生命当中的重要性。
One of the things that left a great impression on me is he talked about the importance of Word of God. He said in 26 years they did not give me a Bible. But they cannot take away the Bible that I kept in my heart. So the Bible, yes, they can take it away. But the Word of God is in my heart. They cannot take it. He actually sang a hymn.
这首诗歌呢，我们今天在教会我们比较不太唱的一首诗歌。
This is one that we usually don't sing much in today.
因为这个诗歌呢，火药味太重了。
Because this sounds very militant.
基督精兵。
And this
onward Christian soldiers. 哎呀,
that sound is onward Christian soldiers.
我们要强调，哎呀，这个火药味太重了，我们最好是不要唱好了。
Oftentimes we think we need to emphasize on love of God, so let's not mention that.
那一天。 下午王牧师就献诗给我们听。And
that afternoon, Pastor Wang just sang that song for us.
不得了，你知道他唱英文了。And
it's wonderful because he sang it in English.
4节英文都唱得出来。And
all the four stanzas he remembered.
我前面一节跟王牧师唱，后面三节跟他哼，因为我歌词。I
can only remember one, but he could do all four.
要离开的时候
，at the time we left his house.
王牧师就跟我讲了一句话。
Pastor Wang told me one thing.
他说记中。
He said 记中。
有很多人有好的开始。
Many people they had a great beginning.
不多人有好的结束。
But only a few have a good ending.
其实他跟我讲英文。
Actually he said that in English.
Many have good beginnings.
Many have a good beginnings.
Few have good endings.
Few have good endings.
丹伊利，我的英文他们。It
comes to have it.
丹伊利有一个好的开始。Daniel
has a good beginning.
他有一个好的结束。But
he also has a good ending.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他终身的忠心。
Because he's faithful all through his life.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
21世纪,
in the 21st century,
无论是在远方宣教工厂也好,
even in the mission field far away,
近处福音工作也好,
or you're doing gospel work in near place,
神的国迫切所需要的就是21世纪的丹以利。
For the kingdom of God needs a lot of Daniels these days.
你今天晚上,
this evening,
你愿不愿意立志做一个丹以利呢?
Do you want to resolve to become Daniel?
你愿不愿意在神的面前立志，主啊，靠着你的力量。
Are you willing to resolve in front of God?
让我能够做一个21世纪的丹以利。
It's through your power that I can be a Daniel in the 21st century.
有一个天国的视野。
To have a divine perspective.
有一个仆人的心智,
to have a servant attitude.
全人的见证,
holistic with
圣洁的生命,
holy lifestyle.
职场的卓越,
excellence in profession.
忠心, 终身的忠心,
and a lifetime faithfulness.
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
我们一起低头, 我们祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
当每一个头都低着眼睛闭上的时候,
as we all bow our head and close our eyes,
我心里面有一个感动。
I have something in my heart.
我不希望今天晚上的聚会就这样结束。
I don't wish that this evening gathering just end like this.
失去一个今天晚上我们能够在神面前 做一个回应的一个机会。
So that we won't have an opportunity to respond to God.
今天晚上我们思想到了宣教的工厂需要。
This evening we looked at the need in the mission field.
但是我们同时也看到了。
At the same time, we also realize
远方宣教工厂也好
as the mission field far away,
近处福音工作也好
as the gospel work in near,
今天迫切所需要。